Well, good morning, Catherine. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Thank you, and thank you for agreeing to this and trusting a complete stranger clear across the continent.
Thank you for having me.
Catherine, I know when I texted her the other day, and we didn't have each other's phone numbers in our cell phones, and those three infamous words that you never want to hear from somebody in a communication, which was, do you remember what those three words were that you sent back to me?
Who is this?
Yes, who is this? And I wasn't asking anything personal. I said, do you want to FaceTime now? And of course you said, who is this? Who is this number? I don't remember.
Yeah.
So thank you for being trusting. And Catherine, when I first saw you a few months ago on Seiko Kai, you and several others were being recognized as new silvers. I think we had a new gold that was being recognized. And I want you to share your story, but I before you do that, I want to first share what was attractive in the sense of what kind of jumped out at me. And that was something you'd said, which was my mom and I are new to this. And you were new silvers. You'd only been in for a few months. And we love it. And we love sharing it with other people. So take us, go back a little bit. You work, you're a single mom of twins. You're in business with your mom and mom, as the English say. And then you got two beautiful, beautiful kids, a son and a daughter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then you work as an employee for a private health clinic. And for those of us that are south of the Canadian border, the Canadian healthcare system is radically different than those of us in the United States. And a private health clinic. So I want you to expand on that a little bit. And right, because I've been watching that trend for the last few decades of why Canadians are saying, hey, wellness matters, my health matters, so I'm going to pay extra to get an alternative. So tell us a little bit more about Catherine and then what you do, and then let's get, you know, all that. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I work in a health clinic. So it's basically like a CLSC, but it's private. So you have private insurance, and it's blood tests that people get done at that moment, which is faster, and you have it on more. They're available like 7 days and also on the weekends. So I do that full time. And I also have my mom who said, you know, you should start doing Nikken. And she joined in April. And she was Leo LeMay had approached her and said, you know, it's a new business that I'm doing. And why don't you just try it out, you know? So my mom was like, no, you should try it out too, Catherine. And I was like, well, I'm not sure, you know, I have a full-time job. I have the kids. I don't know where I'm going to find the time to do it. And eventually I said, okay, well, we'll start buying the products from Leo. And then once we started trying the products, we said, hey, you know, these are actually kind of good, you know? So that's when I decided, I said, okay, I'm going to do this part-time for now. And since I already have my full-time job, and I said, I'll try it part-time to see how it's going to work out, you know?
Okay, before you get into that, I'm curious because you don't, we had a commercial here in the States like 20 years ago, about a razor, I think it was, a men's shaving razor. And the guy said, I love the product so much that I bought the company. You said you tried the products and you liked them and they're good. Give us an example. Any one, or was it a combination of us? And what happened? Without getting into too many specific, you know, medical claims, but what was it that grabbed your attention that said, man, I like this?
I tried the water bottle first. I tried the water, and I had a lot of heartburns at the beginning, and I was taking medication for that. And once I tried the water bottle, maybe 3 days after, I didn't have any heartburns anymore. So I said, wow, these do have like a really good effect, you know? And then after that, we just started like buying the sleep system. I've noticed a difference as well with the sleep system, and I got it for my kids as well. And we sleep way better. You know, like the kids, they wake up later. Eventually, I have a son that wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning, But now with the food system, he wakes up at 5. So that has improved his sleeping. So we've seen results really quick once we started using the products there.
Well,
so that's
when
we decided to become consultant.
Yeah, as a parent, especially as a single parent, that getting even an extra hour of sleep time is crucial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially when you have one that wakes up at 5 and then the other one that already wakes up at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's a big difference.
Oh, wow.
If you can get them both to wake up at the same time, then that's really good.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So when you talk about, and those of us who've been in Nikin a while, we understand the magnitude of water, even using a bottle, the waterfall, the home system is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get you upgraded to that. But the simplicity of getting water in, and we're seeing more and more and more articles about this. In Nikin's blog, they just talked about this, that the trends of people realizing that, hey, heartburn medication or anything, popping pills is really not the way to go. And of course, those of us who have been in wellness, we understand this, but having something that alters that. When you talked about the connection with Leo, when you mentioned that name in Nikin, most of us, we go, oh, she's part of Leo, you know, Team Leo. And we go, oh, okay, so we get it. And because Leo has a simple system of follow-up. And I got an announcement later for that. But why – I'm curious because I understand family businesses. And I understand the dynamics of that. When you had said a few minutes ago that I just don't have time, you know, single mom, I got a full-time job. That's a typical objection. What did you do to overcome that?
Well, you know, I work during the day, so I finish early. So after when I'm finished, then me and my mom, we just get together, we share stuff, and you know, I'm more on the technical part, you know, like the computers, but she has a hard time on that. So I do everything that's with the computers and, you know, sending the emails, and my mom does the contacting clients. So, you know, she's got a lot of friends, and since I can't get out during the day, well, then she does it. So we share basically half and half, you know. That's what makes us a great team. We basically live in the same house, so it's better for us as well. So, you know, we just share, and then we check and see what we're doing, and then we try to contact our consultant, because we only have one right now, one or two for now. But, you know, we want to expand as well our business. You know, we want to get more consultants and try to help them with the growing of their business as well. And so we just share our ideas, and we do it together. Since I can't do it during the day, she does it, and I do it during the night, and then we do our Zooms together. So that's what basically helps us there and makes me stay in the connection of Nikin as well.
Okay, so pretty simple, just like any other ma and pa business. And I don't want to say pretty simple, but the basics of, we identified the roles. We're going to stay in our lane. You do this, I'll do this. And, it's the way businesses were done prior to 1900. You know, everything was family or, you know, that's the way things were before the Industrialized Revolution and all that. You mentioned, and I want to go back to this because as a father of three, two of which one I take to the airport today to go back to university, the youngest off out the door at 6 a.m. for an all-day volleyball tournament. And they're the same. She's the same age as you two, so I get that, you know, valuing sleep. You talked about how they love the products, and I saw the short little video on WhatsApp, which was absolutely adorable, of what your kids asked. So talk about that. How do you brainwash a kid to love these products?
It's not a question of brainwashing. It's just, you know, my kids basically look at us when we have the products, and, my son had a sore tooth this week, and, you know, I said, here, try the power mini, and we'll just put some medical tape on it and on your tooth, and we'll see how it's going to, you know, on the cheek, and just to see how it's going to work. And he's had it for a couple of days now. And he says, you know what, Mom? The first time you put it on my cheek, he said it was hurting a bit. But he says, now I don't, it's not hurting anymore. So I think it's just the way, like, when they try the products, they see that there's, know that it works. And it's not just us telling them, oh, no, we're using the Nikan products. You guys should use them, too. And, you know, we're not forcing them to take them. They're just doing it on their own. And they realize, like, my daughter has the Kenko ground as well. And a couple of nights, she used to go to bed really, really late. And now when she sleeps on it, she just falls asleep, like, not even half an hour later. So it's the effects that it has on them as well. So, you know, they're also telling us, oh, Mom, it does do a great effect, you know, like I don't have a sore tooth anymore. And when I'll take it off, it's probably going to come back. But it's just the same effect that we have on the products as well, you know. So they're seeing a difference when they use the products.
And I was being facetious when I used the word brainwash, because as we know, when we're a little bit more open-minded to anything, especially common sense, medicine or common sense principles. I love the quote, and let me bring it up here really quick. Dr. John Jackson, his wife, she said it, that she posted this, and let's see if I can find it really quick. Yeah, here it is. Nature is the best medicine. Patience is the best doctor. It's a Chinese proverb, and I think, you know, that exactly describes what Nikan does. Let's go out and find the products in nature. Let's bring them in into our homes. You know, I look at where you and your mom are at, less than a year in Nikan, and for someone like me who's been similar to what you're doing with my parents, been doing this now for 29 years, the freshness of what you guys are bringing to the table and to the organization in whole, the Nikan family, as we call it, this unstoppable community. It's fun to watch, and it's fun to learn from you. That's why I geek out on stories like this. Looking at your customers, I want to go back to something you said there, because you said you only have one consultant, which in any, again, in any business, if we do the comparison and contrast, where there are customers, there's business. And you've got, obviously, customers. You didn't buy your way to silver. At least I don't think you did. That's kind of silly.
No.
People that buy a business that don't have any idea what they're doing, those businesses usually don't prosper or last very long, because they don't understand how to build them. Tell us about some of your, or pick one customer that comes to mind that in your mind you think, you know, regardless of what happens with Nikan in the future, I will never forget this experience, because you just shared about your kids. Is there one customer that jumps out in your mind?
Yeah, we do have one of our customers. Once we started having because we also have the immunity as well. And when she saw that on the site, she said, did you know those immunities, those are the best thing you can, and we haven't even tried them yet when she said it. And, you know, she has like basically the waterfall. She's got a lot of them actually. And she just did another order this week there. And, you know, like, it's one of the customers that we don't have to, you know, like, it's not forced. You know, we don't have to force her, like, to buy it. She already believes in the products just when we talk to her about them. And I think she's going to be a long, long, like, customer that will stay for a while, for a long time there, you know?
Out of curiosity, what is her story? Sorry for interrupting, but what is her story? What does she love? What do you remember? What the what the aha for her was?
Well, she started with the water. I'm not sure if she's African or Asian. And she started with the waterfall, and then she had the shower as well. And her daughters, she come one couple days after when she tried 3 days. She said, it's crazy. My daughters are not losing their hair. And it has such a nice effect on, like, the skin. And she's like, I don't have a hard time brushing my daughter's hairs in the morning because of using the water. And just then after that, she bought the immunity. This week she bought the lactoferrin. And the immunity, I remember she said she had the COVID. And because she was taking immunity, she wasn't as sick as her her husband was, you know. So she said that helped me a lot as well. Since I was taking immunity, it helped me a lot. I wasn't as sick as people would be saying, you know. So it's like, oh, that's actually kind of, you know, like, interesting, because if you, like, would you have noticed a difference before, like, if you weren't taking them? And she said, well, I have someone that wasn't taking them that was so sick, and me that was sick since I caught it, she said, I wasn't that sick, you know? So she said there was a difference, and thanks to immunity, well, it helped me. So I was pretty happy on that situation there, so...
Well, that's kind of a game changer. I mean, when you think about the fact the last 2 years now that our entire world has been impacted by a disease that attacks the immune system, especially getting into the lungs. And I love the way you just said it, because you did not say, hey, take Nikan's immunity and it'll cure you and you won't have to get vaccinated. You won't have to get masked. You won't have to do anything and you'll be magically healed. You did not say that. And I appreciate that, because a strong word of caution. Here's something that, as all the Nikan supplements do, they just build in that area of the body. They help the body do what the body was designed to do. And that's a powerful example, especially as you said, you weren't sure what the country of origin is, and being the father of an Ethiopian daughter, I don't know as much about her hair as my wife does, because she reads a lot, she watches a lot of YouTube videos on how to take care, and she's, you know, we're almost 12 years into this, and it's a big deal. And something, Catherine, and you probably are aware of this, we have a lot of friends who have had COVID, and my sister-in-law and my niece. And one of the biggest things that for some people is the hair loss.
Yeah.
And that, because for some reason, and I don't understand it all, and I'm sure there's people on the line right now that could explain it better than you and I could. However, the shower head, as you said, it's huge for rebuilding and retaining. How does it all work? I don't really know. But... for females, and again, I understand, I'm the only male in our home, and hair is a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So that's super cool. When you look at the opportunity, and again, as you said, we have one consultant, and obviously in any business you want to expand with that. I love the model that you just described, as I'm doing this and my mom's doing this, so it's a really a fun partnership. That's a really neat, in my opinion, a really excellent way to do it, because a lot of times people go into Nikan or any opportunity and they don't have somebody to leverage off of, in the way you described that. Where do you see, because obviously you're not going to stop at just silver, where do you see going? And go ahead.
We've hit gold on December 17th, actually. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So we're gonna continue, and now we're going to expand, like, our consultants as well. We're going to find people who are as invested as we are, and good ones, because that's what we need. You know, we need good consultants and people who believe in the products as well as we do. So we can eventually, you know, our goal is to go platinum, but we're not in a rush. We do want to hit platinum, but, you know, we're going to take our time and focus on what we need to go up to platinum, because me and my mom, we see ourselves going diamond royal eventually. So, and basically this is, it's part of our family now, and I see it part of our family for years and years now. Since my kids are also liking it, my son is only 10, and he's talking about being consultant when he's going to be 16. So basically it's going to be in the family, and, you know, I have my grandma as well that takes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have my grandma as well. She's also taking the Nikan products. So we're basically the whole family, and, you know, my sister as well, she started not too long ago taking the product. It's going to be a big family business there, yeah.
And I know, because we talked a few minutes ago before we got on the line, your mom is right there. And
yeah, she was right there. Yeah, she left me.
Well, Catherine, I want to say thank you because this has been fun learning a little bit about you. And I didn't even, or you didn't say, and I didn't ask, what part of Canada are you in?
I'm in Montreal, Quebec.
So for those of us, again, as I said, south of the Canadian border, I know where that's at on the map because I've been to several of the provinces in Canada, but central time zone, east coast time zone, where, give us an idea.
Right now it's about 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Okay, so above, and you got to help me with my geography here, I want to say above, is it Michigan, Minnesota, or a little bit further east?
I think it's a little bit further east. We're nearly, we're in Canada, like in near Quebec City, Montreal, Quebec. Yeah, I'm not too good at that.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But we're in Montreal, but on the South Shore. So, yeah.
Okay.
But I lived in Ottawa before, Ottawa, Ontario. So I've traveled a couple of times.
And you're bilingual, I think, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was born in Ottawa, and then we moved to a small island called Les Îles de la Madeleine in Quebec. And then we moved to Montreal after that. And we've been here for 16 years.
Okay. And I remember Leo saying on one of the live Zooms that he joined Nikan so he could learn English. And, of course, we all laughed, being a French-speaking person. That was funny coming from him. And so I want to say thank you for doing this in English because it makes it easier for those of us who are not doing. My French is one of the least languages I know. I'm much better with Russian and Spanish. So, but thank you. There was one other question that popped into my head, and I'm thinking on behalf, again, you less than a year, myself, 29 years, what would you say to encourage people that are maybe not new to take advantage of what you see as, I love your perspective, as the family opportunity, but what would you encourage, a word of exhortation? Got a new year, we've got new goals, we've got, you know, some amazing new technologies, and even the old technologies are phenomenal for people that have never even heard of them before, like your whole family. What would you say to encourage us to really go for it?
It's just, you know, you got to try new things. You know, like, if it wasn't for Leo or my mom, I guess I wouldn't have tried it out. I would probably stayed in my old thoughts and said, no, you know, those are, I don't have time for those sort of things. Or, but it's to try new things. If you don't try, then you'll never know. And my mom keeps repeating that to me. If you don't try, if you don't do it, you'll never know. And I'm glad to have her here with me because, even just this morning, she was like, you know, you have to do your interview this morning with Vance, eh? And I said, yeah, I'm kind of nervous, but she said, if you don't do it, you know, you're going to probably regret it after. And I said, yeah, you're right. So I'm glad I have my mom to push me sometimes through these times, you know, and it's never easy. I still haven't done my interview yet with Leo, and he's probably saying she's able to do an interview with Vance, but she still can't do hers with me. But, you know, I'm kind of a shy person, so, you know, I'm that type. My mom's the one that got the bigger mouth, so she gets doing all the talk, and I just stay back usually, and I let her do everything. But she keeps pushing me every day, and, you know, you got to do it, and if you don't do it, you're not going to know. So I'm glad I did this, you know, and I'm really thankful for you having me on the show there.
Well, I want to say thank you again, and you reminded me of a quick story, and the summed up version was that my mom, I remember the first time I ever did something like this in front of a live audience, Saturday morning, at a friend of ours' house, and she said, Vance, I want you to do part of the presentation with me. And I'd never even seen a presentation before. Well, I guess I had. Dennis Williams had done it. And she said to me, none of these people will know. So just do it. And she said, just read the chart and kind of explain your perspective. And I was so nervous. I mean, unbelievably nervous. And we did one in the morning, and then we took a lunch break, and then we did the one in the afternoon. And then she made me do even more of it, and I was terrified. So thank God for mums and pushing us out there. And this is not a Mother's Day. No. So, but anyway, thank you so much. And I want to remind everybody that as I try to always remind everybody that SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where Catherine's story, and there'll be a beautiful picture of herself and her twins. And I love kids, okay, in a real wonderful way, being a father of three daughters. And that picture captured so much of their excitement, their enthusiasm. So that'll be on there, so you can put a face with the voice. And I want to encourage everybody, utilize stories like this, and you can go back in the 2021 recordings or even beyond that. And there, all it says is the name. And once you get into them, you'll kind of hear the gist of it. But share this with other young moms. And Catherine, by the way, it's okay if I say your age?
Yeah, no problem.
You're 31 years young. So it gives you kind of an idea. And that whole 20 and 30 grouping of people, the 40 and under, as we say, that's an up-and-coming group. Catherine is one that is kind of leading the charge of people realizing, wait a second, we can figure out some of the answers and the solutions to what we're dealing with, both finances and physical, the two pillars of health that seem to be most compromised. Everybody who's honest could say, yeah, I'd like to earn a little bit extra income. And then also at the same time, yeah, things aren't working the way they should be working in my physical body. And Nikan addresses both of those along with the other three pillars. So don't overlook, please, because you may be overlooking a Catherine. So anyways, that's it. So thank you again, Catherine, for giving up your time. I really appreciate it.
Sure. No problem. Well, thank you for having me.
And I look forward to seeing you in person when we can do that down the road. So thanks again. Yeah.
SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where we post all these recordings. And, you know, if you like what you heard, share the link with friends. And
I look forward to hearing from everybody. Ciao for now.